ABC News, Arizona's Changing Demographics Helping Democrats. By John Binder on September 22, 2020. The swing state of Arizona is continuing to see rapid demographic changes that are helping to secure election victories for Democrats, ABC News reports. The report acknowledges that Democrats in Arizona view the nation's 6 decades of mass immigration as a win for them electorally, especially in Maricopa County. The Democratic Party in Arizona really benefits from all the migration to the state, from the domestic migration to the international migration that's occurring. Samar Klar, an associate professor at the University of Arizona, who specializes in political identities, told ABC News. Emphasis added. Maricopa County makes up more than half of Arizona's population with its nearly 4.5 million residents. Trump won the county by just 3 points in 2016. But since then, the population has undergone massive changes. Emphasis added. In 2019, according to Pew Research Center, Maricopa County was home to the fourth largest growing Hispanic or Latino population in the entire country. Those who identify as Hispanic or Latino make up nearly 30% of the county's population. And the median age of Hispanics in the state is lower than it is in many states where the population supersedes 1 million Hispanic residents. Emphasis added. In July, left-wing activists told The Washington Post that the key to sweeping Arizona was winning handily in Maricopa County. Arizona's foreign-born population stands at about 13.4%, nearly double what it was in 1990. Arizona's total foreign-born population is similar to that of the nation as a whole. In 1990, the foreign-born population stood at around 7.9%. That was before Republicans helped former President George H.W. Bush open the immigration floodgates, allowing businesses to readily import cheaper foreign workers over hiring Americans and creating the process known as chain migration, whereby newly naturalized citizens can bring an unlimited number of foreign relatives to the U.S. Today, the foreign-born population has jumped to 13.7% and the total of foreign workers in the American economy has hit the highest level since 1996. The Post, New York Times, The Atlantic, Axios, The Los Angeles Times and The Wall Street Journal have all admitted that rapid demographic changes because of immigration are tilting the nation toward a permanent Democrat dominance. The single biggest threat to Republicans' long-term viability is demographics, Axios acknowledged last year. The numbers simply do not lie. There's not a single demographic megatrend that favors Republicans. If legal immigration levels are not reduced, the U.S. will have imported about 15 million new foreign-born voters by 2040. Those 15 million new foreign-born voters include about 8 million who will have arrived through chain migration. In the upcoming 2020 election, about 1 in 10 U.S. voters will have been born outside the country. Likewise, Hispanic Americans are set to outpace Black Americans as the largest voting minority group in this year's election. Such realities have already been seen in the last presidential election. Among native-born Americans, Trump won 49% to Democrat Hillary Clinton's 45%, according to exit polling data. Among foreign-born residents, Clinton dominated Trump, garnering 64% of the immigrant population's vote compared to Trump's mere 31%. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.